Yeah, what's up? It's Jimmy. Don't panic, Jimmy. Welcome to Thoughts of the High Life.
And I'm the sexy Sandman.
We got the sex. Let me introduce you.
Well, you were supposed to introduce before you said the name of the podcast.
We have the sexy Sandman over here.
Cut. Scratch. Take two.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me just. Hey, it's the Sandman. I mean, it's Jimmy. Don't panic, Jimmy.
Oh, dear God. Cut.
All right, let's try again. All
right, take it from the top.
One last time. All right.
Okay,
go. Hey, what's up? It's Don't Panic Jimmy, and I got the sexy Sandman here. Welcome to Thoughts of the High Life. Oh, I nailed it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, Half Sec is still behaving himself. He's a pretty good puppy.
That's because he's all tired out from barking.
Yeah, it's been... The fireworks have been going off real crazy recently. I don't understand why people have been... I guess it's the stimulus checks. People get $1,200. They're like, oh, might as well get some illegal fireworks. Because they're in quarantine, so they got nothing else to spend
on. I used to love fireworks. Now I hate fireworks. Well, mainly because they make Half Sack bark and be annoying.
Yeah, especially if they go off at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's just irritating. I have things to do in the morning. Like, I have things to do in the morning.
I want to jack off without my dog barking in the background.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
That actually is an issue for me.
Really, you can't get off when he's a...
No, it's so annoying. It kills the mood for me.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's a good vibe to have.
Yeah, it's a very, like, negative vibe. Like,
yeah.
I always gotta burn incense after. It's just to get, like, the feng shui back.
Oh, man.
Because it's a whole thing with me. Like, I light candles.
Oh, you really treat yourself right?
Yeah, I treat myself right. I light up candles. I get rose petals. I put some Michael Bolton on in the background.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, shit, y'all get intimate. That's it. I don't have a response for that. You do you.
I put on my little silk kimono.
You got rose petals in the shower.
Yeah. Rose petals in the shower, silk kimono.
Oh, man.
And I'm just in it, you know?
I'm sure you're in it, and it's in you, and whatever it is you do.
How much do you cost to get light dimmers in my room?
Probably a lot more than it's worth.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I definitely want dimmers.
A lot more than it's worth.
I definitely want to get light dimmers.
If you're going to do dimmers, you should do the whole house.
No, just for my room. It's for the ambiance in my room. I don't care about the whole house.
Right.
Like she over now. But yeah.
God, Luann, the FDA is trying their best, honey. God, that sounded like a government drone right there. That sounded upsetting. The government is trying their best, okay? I just got a weird feeling.
I think my favorite thing is the Sacha Baron Cohen infiltrating a right wing rally.
Oh my God! Yes,
I love that guy.
Yeah,
because this is what he did.
He's one of my. He's probably like in my top five favorite comedians.
He made them shout racist things. Like he's like
he doesn't even have to try.
Yeah,
remember that fucking town hall that he did for that show? And he literally like didn't even have to lead them on, and they were like. Oh, yeah, we barely tolerate black people living here. Like, he didn't have to force them to be. The guy admitted, he was like, we're racist against Muslims. And I'm just like, wait a minute.
He's like, no one's trying.
Yeah,
he's like, no one's saying you're Muslim. And I mean, no one's saying you're racist.
He's like, no, I'm saying I'm racist.
I am. Yeah. I'm racist. I hate Muslims.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus.
I was like, goddamn, he's not even like discreet about it.
Yeah.
He's just wide open. Openly racist.
No, and it was like, all right, fine. He was talking about Muslims. That's totally fine. And the guy, like, just opens himself up entirely. And he's like, listen, black people are here on thin ice. Like, we tolerate them. I'm like, why do you have to bring them into this? Like, This isn't like an open mic for your racist manifesto.
He's like, we have black people.
No, that was also a great part of the episode because he's like, great, exactly. You're lucky to have them. Because he's like, oh, and they're lucky. He's like, exactly, you're right. You're all lucky to have them be a part of your community because they better your community. Thank you. Finally, somebody who's on my side.
No, and they have to correct it.
Yeah, they're like, no. Oh, man. Yo, the shit he got away with doing, or not even got away with doing, but the shit he got them to do
was so ridiculous. He got them to say racist things, then jumped into an ambulance, came back 10 minutes later as a reporter to report on what just happened, to troll him even more, and they didn't even recognize him.
Yeah, because to them, dude, it's just like, in their racist minds, I think they're trying to, like, not be racist. So they're like, oh, this guy looks exactly like that guy, but I don't want to be racist and say all Israelis look alike. And he's not even Israeli. So it's kind of like, it's like, dude, you're, like, racist on one end, and then you're even double because you're like, oh, they all look alike, but I can't recognize that this is the exact same guy who literally did it. It was insane.
When I was working at the 99 cent store, I was, like, 16, right? This guy comes in, and then he's like, I was like, hey, how's your day going? He's like, well, terrible. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, well, I don't want to say because you look like one of those people. I'm like, what kind of people? Because it's the first time anyone's ever been racist towards me for being Middle Eastern.
It's like, ooh, racism? Yeah, I'm interested.
I was so curious as to what he was going to say.
I'm like, I'm super interested.
And then he's like, well, you look like one of those, you know, like Middle Easterns. And then I was like, okay, well, he's like, so I don't want to say anything. I'm like, no, I want to hear it. Yeah. Like, I was like,
it's like, I got a few good bits too.
Yeah, I was like, I'm
we'll trade. Yeah, we'll trade.
And then he's like, goddamn, like, bird looking. And he just disappointed me with his insults. He's like,
trying to be PC. Yeah, like,
they all look like goddamn birds and yeah. robbers. And overcharged me, and then I was like,
and they yell at their wives, and they don't try as hard as they should. Like,
no, and then
he's giving like a 4-year-old's insult. Like,
on his way out, he's like, you know, they beat their wives, right?
Oh, God.
I'm like, yes, sir.
Yes, yeah, we know. Wives, yes. We know. That's not even a stereotype.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, yeah, and then I wasn't. I was so neutral about that event because I was like.
Dude, I remember.
It wasn't even offensive.
That's why I kind of miss like working retail jobs like that because the people would come in and like be ready to have a full on conversation.
Yeah.
About like nothing. There was some guy who was doing a return when I was working at the membership desk, and he just randomly started talking because he was Lebanese, and so you know every time he would come up, he knew that I spoke Arabic, and so he would like try to talk to me about the politics of the Middle East or whatever.
Yeah.
And then somehow, like, that divulged into, like, people here being crazy, and he thinks it's because, like, women do anal. Like, that was literally his reasoning.
He's like, these
women, they just let everyone fuck them in the butt, and then they go crazy. I'm just like, what? Like, I want to have these conversations when I'm, like, super stoned, because I'm genuinely so curious, like, how you think that a woman letting you butt fuck her leads to her being like a psychopath and ruining society, breaking society, like crumbling down. That's literally what he was talking. He was literally talking about like the genocide of decency in society. And so I'm like, sir.
So he's watching like all the riots going on. This is because of anal sex.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like all these like Black Lives Matter and protests and all that. He's just damn it. I guess women are just taking it in the ass again. For him, it's just like an up and down. It's like women just take it. And when they take it, it's just like all of a sudden, it's like with the war in Afghanistan, the war against Iraq, like all that happened. And then when they like calmed down, when they stopped, like there's like Osama bin Laden's death and all that stuff.
I can't imagine.
So now when like things are coming back up, he's like, the women are having anal sex again.
What do you tell his friends when they're acting crazy? Are you crazy, man? Are you having anal sex?
Yeah. Can you please stop?
You can't do that. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with Farid. I think he's been having anal sex because he's been going crazy.
That's his excuse for everything. He's like, can you imagine? He calls in to his daughter's school. Oh, my daughter can't come in today. She's acting crazy. She's been having anal sex.
I feel like she's been having anal sex.
School counselor's like, all right, sir, you need to come in. We need to have a talk.
Oh, imagine you just like, his daughter's acting crazy because she's like PMSing for the first time. He's like, who are you having anal sex with? Who?
Oh, man. But no, I used to, and customers would tell you the most random shit. Like, oh, how's your day going? And they're like, terrible. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's... And they're like, and I'm like, that's it. So that's like, I kind of like leave it like that so they don't keep going. And she'll be like,
no, but my
husband, yeah. And she's like, my husband cheated on me and he took the kids and left. And I'm just like,
yeah.
All right. So did you want this on cash or credit? I'm just like, I don't want to engage. But like, the more you pull out of the conversation, the more they're like intent on going further. Like, she's like, yeah, it's been his mistress for like 35 years. I'm like, ma'am.
Yeah, I really...
What kids is he taking after 35 years of marriage? Like, those kids are grown. If they're living in, like, if they're all still, like, I get if there's like one or whatever that's chilling with you guys
yeah.
or whatever. But if there's all of three of them are living in your house and he yeah. took the kids, like, you guys had a custody battle when you guys are 30, like, as... After 35 years of marriage, you guys still having a custody battle over the kids?
Wait, what? Aren't your kids old now?
That's what I'm saying. That's literally, she was like, oh, my husband left. Because first I was just like, oh. Because she was like, oh, my husband left and took the kids. And she was like older, but I was like confused. She was like, after 35 years of marriage, he's been cheating on me this whole time. I was like, man, what? How old are your fucking kids? In their 30s. Like, it's not taking their kids at that point. They just chose... to go live with their dad.
Like, they didn't like you.
Yeah, there's no custody battle.
Yeah.
It was so weird to me. I was just like...
You realize they could leave their dad anytime.
See, I could never understand that. Like, how could you not see signs or something for 35 years? Like,
well, some women are clueless.
I get that, but I'm just like... See, I know like some like might have an idea and be like, oh, no, maybe not, or whatever.
Or some women are just like, in denial.
Exactly, but at least on some idea, like, they have, like, an idea at that point. Some women just, like, legitimately have no clue, and I'm just like,
this is news to me.
Yeah.
You've been cheating on me this entire time? This is news to me. She's literally found pantyhose and seen him.
Right. So that 600 pack of condoms I found was not for the fishing trip's annual bait contest or whatever. Like, some random excuse that you gave, like, out of your ass. She just believed because she wanted to. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bubba, you've been good. Here's a cracker.
Oh, I want to put in a commercial for Ritz crackers, by the way.
These are not Ritz. Because Ritz is... These shit on Ritz. So this is the opposite. This is a PSA that Ritz needs to step up their game because whatever the hell crackers...
These crackers are addictive.
Are insane. Like, does it have it on the packaging? No. Does it have it, like, ingrained in the cracker?
No, it doesn't.
Even Hafsack's been killing them.
Oh, no, wait. It says something on it.
What does it say?
It says...
It is written in English, so... It says, shouldn't be horrifically difficult. It's your God, do that shit.
I can't read it.
God, that's a troll. It says crackers.
God damn it.
Like, what? What kind of troll shit is that? It literally says crackers, and it's in I think that says crackers, because it says C-R-A-C-K-E. And then I see the S. And that, I mean, that may be a T. It may be crackets. But
that's not crackets.
Yeah,
I know that.
Like, yeah, so it must be crackers, but... All right, whatever these crackers are, we'll shout them out in the next episode. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Because they are incredible. Ritz, you are put on notice. These are good competition.
What if we find out these are Ritz?
Right. They're like, can you guys stop talking shit? See, we get a cease and desist letter.
Stop confusing our crackers with other crackers.
Yeah.
Our crackers are good, damn it.
Yeah. No, they are good. I'm not saying that. These just, like, shit on them in the way that these are amazing. It's the same as, like, The Habit and In-N-Out. One is good, but one clearly shits on the other.
Which one shits on the other?
You tell me.
The Habit shits on In-N-Out.
Unpopular opinion. What about you? What do you think? Habit or In-N-Out?
I don't know,
but
it looks
pretty good. Yeah. Dude, low key, I thought they tasted like pretty close to the same. Like they had like the same kind of taste overall. But if that's the case, I definitely think the Habit shits on it. Because the onion rings from the Habit are good as fuck. What about you, Hafsack? What do you want? Alright, good call, Hafsack. Thank you for that. Your input has been noted.
He's always got something deep to say. I like that.
Yeah, you got those big soulful eyes. He's just he looks like he'd be a philosopher.
Yeah. There's been a few times where I caught him philosophizing.
Philosophizing.
Yeah.
About what exactly?
Sometimes, and he sits there when I call him a good boy, he's like, am I a good boy? Or is it you?
Or just society dictate that I'm a good boy?
Yeah. Yeah, it gives me some...
Yeah. This is hitting pretty well, so, I mean, if you want...
He just gives me some spiel about society.
Yeah. He's like, am I just the social construct of what a good boy is expected to be? Therefore, I am called a good boy. That would be amazing. I would love to have that conversation with Hefsek. Are you serious? Hefsek, that's your mission. I'm learning Finnish. Jimmy over here is learning Spanish. You got to learn English so we can escape. Actually, learn either of those three languages. Like, any language you speak, Hefsek, we'll learn for you.
I want you to read Plato's Republic by tomorrow morning, Hefsek. Yeah.
You have homework now.
Yeah.
Actually, just we'll start simple. Read Mary Had a Little Lamb, and I'll be thoroughly impressed.
Yeah. I want to see you read Plato's Republic, and then I want to see you read Antichrist by Nietzsche.
Right.
Nietzsche.
And that's just the beginning. Next week we start with Rene Descartes, Aristotle. We'll start reading about Copernicus's model of the universe.
That's right. No more loafing around being lazy for you. Time to teach you some responsibility.
You're going to be the first, whatever the hell you are, breed puppy.
I want you to be the dog poet who came out of the coronavirus.
Yeah, you're going to be the poet astronaut.
Yeah, I want you to be the next Sylvia Plath. You're going to need to marry Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, man.
We're going to have to take you to a series of psychiatrists.
Aye. What would the psychiatrist do for him?
I don't know. I've thought about taking him to a massage parlor.
For what?
Just to see what the massage parlor would do.
Besides, so kick him out?
What if I gave him like an extra...
What?
What if I walked in there and said, I'll give you an extra $500 to massage my dog?
Do you really think they would?
I don't know. Would they turn down $500? If you're a massage therapist and you're not making that much money, and someone comes in and says, hey, massage my dog, but she's going to tell me to go sit in the lobby, she's going to take my $500 and just sit there for 30 minutes and not do shit.
See, that would be weird if she asked you to sit in the lobby, though, because I'm just like, what the hell are you going to do with my dog for 30 minutes that I can't watch?
Like, Hefsek's like, calm down, you paid the woman. You know what's going down. Let's go, baby.
Can you imagine? Oh, man. I'd see the opposite of... Because Hefsek's a little bitch. Like, he looks big and tough, but he's a little pussy on the inside. He'd be like, please don't leave me.
Yeah, he's like, leave me with
he's
her.
Like, don't leave me with her.
Yeah.
She touches me. Like, that's the point, you idiot.
He just comes out trembling. Like, like scared. He shook for days.
Yeah. Like he needs like a blanket and hot chocolate.
Is that the same half sack after that?
Every touch is like...
Anyone that took that to me?
Oh, man. He'd be like a battered wife. Oh,
it's like, I don't...
He looks so sad. He looks like he legitimately understands what we're talking about and is like pre-depressed about it.
He's like, these guys are planning to take me to some weird massage parlor. Yeah. Fuck these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you guys.
Oh,
I think I can't talk.
Right, I can talk. I just choose not to.
Yeah.
Neither of you is intelligent enough for me to talk to
you. You think I haven't read Plato's Republic?
I wrote Plato's Republic.
I wrote Plato's Republic.
I dictated it to Plato.
Yeah.
Motherfucker took credit.
How dare you, sir?
I was the one who dictated it to Plato. Motherfucker just took credit because I can't. Sorry.
You know, before I... You know, before I came to this house, I was an award-winning artist. What were you?
Nothing.
You were nothing without me. Yeah. He just has this ego. I'm Hefsek, motherfucker.
Yeah. So what do you do in this house? I just exist.
I'm just
here. I bring clout to the house. It's all right, Bubba. We still love you. You're a piece of shit, but we love you.
I feel like one day just this limo is gonna roll up.
Yeah, just gonna, you know, this is my ride.
Some butler is gonna come out, and then Half Sack is just gonna go right in and it's gonna take off.
Right. He's like, "Oh, Alfred, you finished your vacation, huh? Oh.
All right. Later, guys."
Right.
Yeah, it turns out I'm a rich dog.
Right. He's like, "I was actually just waiting for my palace in Birmingham to get finished remodeling. So. You guys are actually not invited. Don't come by.
Having a housewarming party. Nobody's invited. Yeah. Not you guys.
Yeah. I make sure you guys want. I really only told you to make sure you know you're not invited. So please don't show up." Oh, man. If you ever turned into that piece of shit dog, Half Sack, I would. I am legend.
You saw me struggling to pay bills. Right. You were rich this entire time. You could have cut me a check.
Yeah. I skipped meals to give you wet food. Yeah, the shit was terrible. I threw up most of it.
He's like, "That's not how the rich stay rich." Just gets in his car and takes off.
Aren't you rich? How do you think I stay that way? Yeah. Oh, man.
How do you think Half Sack would have made his money?
Nah.
Dog tracks.
Probably. No, he'd probably be a pimp. I see Half Sack as a pimp more than a bookie.
I feel like Half Sack comes from old money. His name, his middle name is Rutherford. Yeah. Rutherford the Duke of York.
Half Rutherford Sack.
Half Rutherford Sack. Half Rutherford Sack the Duke of York. Yeah. His father was the Count of Birmingham.
I like that. Half Rutherford Sack.
The third.
You need to continue your lineage, Yahmari ibn Sittin Hamara. You're the third. We need the fourth.
He's like, when father picks out
when a suitable alliance has been arranged.
To consolidate power. Yeah. I believe the queen of Spain.
Yeah, that's the big old money shit, yeah.
I believe the queen of Spain would be perfect. Yeah.
I hear her daughter will be of age soon. I'm just waiting for that to pan out. Oh, God. That sounds creepy, Half Sack. Calm down.
It's Half Sack getting married off to a Spanish princess.
Oh, that was the old 20th century Fox theme before they were taken over by Disney.
Oh.
Good old days.
Rest in peace, Fox.
For real.
Except not Fox News. Fuck you, Fox News.
True.
I fucking hate you, Fox
News. I love the shows on Fox. The news, though, is, like, retarded.
Is Fox News affiliated with, like, the rest of Fox?
I would imagine it would be, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Fox is, like, liberal or
why
conservative.
Why is Fox so conservative? But they have shows like King of the Hill. And
because they know ratings. They can have values, but they understand that ratings are king in a market like this. Oh, God damn it! Is this a piggy episode? I'll sue you for everything you have. Dude, that's how people think, like, lawyers are. You can literally just, like, sue anybody for everything.
I don't think you can sue someone for everything.
Huh?
I don't think you can sue someone for everything they have.
I mean, you technically can, because everything they own can be repossessed.
Yeah, but... sense.
But if you don't... If you rent a house, they can't kick you out of your
house. Yeah, but you know what else? If you own a house... What you can do is you can declare it as your homestead, and then it's free of any judgment before it's recorded.
That's so, very tricky stuff.
So it protects you against... I'm not a lawyer, but if you are being sued, declare your home as a homestead.
No, first of all, you don't ever do anything in the middle of proceedings, because that is the clearest thing to the court that you are trying to either hide or protect assets, and they will rip it out immediately. So even if you do mean good,
you have to
you
do
don't
it before,
ever do it in the middle
to do
of proceedings.
It
no,
before
yes.
the judgment is recorded.
No, no.
So you have to do it after you get the judgment is handed down, but before it's recorded. So one or the other.
Negative.
You're legally entitled to do a homestead.
I'm so done with property law, but I will not,
I hate
property law.
I will not engage. I was pre-law at UCI, okay? I know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to the law. So, I will back down.
I did 3 years of law at UC Irvine. Pre-law, political science, or criminology major. I'll fight for you.
Hablamos español.
Hablamos español.
Oh, man.
That's right. No, I'm just kidding.
The market is so saturated with lawyers nowadays.
Well, definitely look into that before you do any of that. Yeah. Just talk to an attorney, because, you know.
This is a disclosure we...
This is not an invitation
to solicit
an
attorney-client relationship.
I know I'm right, but still talk to a lawyer. I know I'm right. It's just, I have to say that for legal purposes. We have the thoughts of
you see what you make me do.
We have the thoughts of high life. Abolish all responsibility to the claims made here.
Yeah.
Claims made here are the thoughts and opinions of Don't Panic Jimmy only.
Not of the sole individual and do not represent the corporation as a whole.
Yeah. Still see a lawyer.
Oh, that's Chris Rock. I was just like, that voice sounds so familiar.
Are you taking me serious?
Oh, man. Yeah. See, like, that's cracker is one of those words that nobody really gets mad when you say.
Yeah, it's not really a trigger word for people.
Yeah.
I mean,
get it.
But there's some white people out there that call themselves crackers. Like, I'm a cracker and I know it.
What do they mean by that? Because that just sounds upsetting.
It just means they're a racist redneck.
That's what I was about to say, because I'm like, that's not actually, like, a slur. I mean, it is, but it doesn't have that, like, negative kind of... If you're like, it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, we're trying to own that word, we can say it. I'm just like,
No.
Everybody's been saying it for years, and nobody has ever attempted to stop.
White person's going to come.
You're not claiming this word. Yeah,
that's like, our word.
Yeah, like, no, sweetheart, it's not. And it never will be. So, I don't know why you're calling yourself a cracker. That just means you're making sure we know you're white.
Turns into a crap.
Exactly.
Starts investigating. Did you call that man a cracker?
Oh, that would be...
The cameras say you call that man a cracker.
Dude, that would be a PR nightmare for anybody trying to sue somebody for that. Like, it would be like, really? This is what you're getting upset about?
We got audio of you calling this man a cracker.
Yeah. But on that note, so what would be something that you would say is like... your trigger, or you know, what would be your kind of a word that you want to take back being Egyptian?